Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. What a privilege to have celebrated Easter together. The cross is a dividing point, a signal of the hope and life we have because of Jesus. Sometimes we are overwhelmed with fear or questions because we have such a limited understanding of what is happening around us. But the cross brings perspective. It reminds us of the key part of the equation between fear and joy. The beauty is we can trust that our Lord is for us and with us. So may we worship like never before. Jesus is risen. May our response to every situation be one of prayer. And then let us go out and share the good news of the gospel wherever we go. Our scripture for today is from John 11, verses 25 to 26. Here is Viola.
He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this?"
So let us be determined this week to worship Jesus like never before. Jesus came down from heaven to serve, to seek and to save the lost, and to give his life as a sacrifice for our sins. He came to teach and to encourage us to spread the good news of the gospel wherever we go. The truth of God's word reminds us that we have the ultimate provider, the greatest physician, on our side. Through Jesus, we are set free from bondage. So let us boldly go out and share our faith, asking God to place people who need a touch from heaven on our paths today. And let us pray like never before. I pray today that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which God has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. It's all about prayer, asking, seeking, and knocking. May I lay a challenge before you today? How is your prayer life? Do you ask, seek, and knock on heavenly doors? God does hear us, and he is for us. He is there always. May we seek him above all else. May doors be open as we persist in prayer. And then let us go and share like never before. The resurrection is good news, and good news is for sharing. On the other side of the cross, we are called for a mission. We are called to go and tell others the good news. The cross equals the greatest act of giving life, hope, and love. And that is why we have a reason to experience joy and peace. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Easter story, that we have hope and we believe that Jesus died and we believe that he rose again. And this is such a sure foundation to our faith. And I pray that no matter what fearful situations we are experiencing, we could have deep joy because of your resurrection. I pray that we would be able to worship you wholeheartedly, and we would be brave enough to share your good news with others.
Oh Lord Jesus, as we gather together from around the world, it is you who draws us. You draw us together, whether early in the morning or at midday, because you long for us to bring our heart concerns to you. We praise you that whenever we come, you hear us and you respond in your great mercy. Lord, find us faithful to come before you often, to praise you, to confess our shortcomings, to report for duty, to hear your voice, to thank you for all that you have given us, and most especially, to pray for the salvation of lost souls. May we always remember that prayer is not a substitute for action, but it is the action for which there is no substitute. There is nothing else like the power of prayer and the power of our God. Lord, may you find each of us, each of our hearts, turning to you often, that we may indeed pray without ceasing.
We're just coming to you and we're asking, we make our request known to you. We are seeking your will, we are seeking your word, God, and we will receive. And God, now for all the requests that we've got on our hearts, everything that's going on in our lives, whether we be on a peak or maybe in a valley, maybe it surrounds jobs, maybe it surrounds our marriages, maybe it's family, maybe it's finance. Lord, you know our struggles and you know our joy. And so, Lord, I am asking for doors to be opened. I'm asking for floodgates to open. Lord, I'm asking for joy to overtake our lives and joy in the Lord, and that we will stay in you and abide in you. And so now as we knock, we bring our request to you. Lord, thank you for this reminder that at this very moment, the heavenly doors are opening. We praise your name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.